From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The American nuclear energy industry hasn't built a new plant in 3 decades. But in one place, it is getting a little bit of a lifeline. More than $3 billion in new federal loan guarantees has given new life to a beleaguered, over-budget project in Georgia, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from our sustainability desk.
The loan guarantees help to make American nuclear cool again, as Energy Secretary Rick Perry put it in Georgia Friday. The construction project there plans 2 reactors, churning out carbon-free electricity 24/7. It is the only nuclear construction project in the land and needs to get over the finish line, says analyst Christy Tezak at Clearview Energy Partners.
I think it is important philosophically in terms of whether or not the nation considers nuclear power an important part of the overall resource mix.
Nuclear makes 19% of the country's electricity, but it's losing ground to cheap natural gas and wind and solar. Critics of the Georgia plan say the government is throwing good money after bad. Tom Pyle is an ex-oil lobbyist who's worked on the Trump energy transition team.
The real challenge here is why the federal government should be involved in the business of picking energy winners and losers.
This nuclear project is now 5 years overdue, and according to industry estimates, $14 billion over budget. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.